Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Tonight.
I'm great tonight, and you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good.
Can you play Green Snakes on the Ceiling and Teddy Bear by Red Savine?
I'll do them for you.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
One phone to still is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I could see. One full of stew, and on the stew sat this fool me. One full of stew, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for.
Just order your drink.
Make room for more. One full of stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets
closest to me.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I talked to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said, "but I guess it's mine and mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right. But I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me. But you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess it's all over now since my daddy's gone." Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little cripple boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you." Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker. I'll catch you again." Well, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. And I turned on the radio, and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye."
this is Bobby Bear, and you're listening to KNEL 95.3 FM with your host, Tracy Pitcox. Enjoy the show and some true country music.
The one at home I love for her devotion, while the other fills my heart with such emotion. I'm so torn between the two of them, I have to play two parts.
It's a sad story of three mixed up parts.
No woman worth a dime would think of making time with someone who is married happily.
No man would ever roam if he's got
so torn between the two of them, I have to play two parts.
It's a sad story of three mixed up hearts.
I know you want my man, but honey, understand, you're just a toy that he'll soon throw aside.
I'm so torn between the two of them, I have to play two parts.
It's a sad story of three mixed up hearts. It's a sad story of three mixed up hearts.
It's a sad story of three mixed up hearts. There's Bobby Bear, Liz Anderson, and Norma Jean for you this afternoon here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program for today. I had somebody ask me if I would, I played this song a couple of weeks ago, and I was asked if I would do this song tonight, and I will. This is a song that Hal Bynum wrote, and Little Jimmy Dickens recorded this, and just a great song. It's called A Little Bit of Jesus. Goes a long, long way.
Truth came through from the past as she heard the voice of the to the western and tasted the living water at last.
Yes, sir.
Is Johnny Rod gonna be here or not this time around?
He's not working any right now. He's had some bad health problems, and so hopefully he'll get better and get back out on the road again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, Tracy, can you play Down on the Rio Grande by him?
I'll do that.
And can you do Frank Torres' Lone Star Alley?
Sure, I'll do it for
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
There's a place on the outskirts of town where I can always be found with my beer-drinking buddy. That's where I always hang around. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a place so sad and blue, sitting here a-drinking, thinking just of you. When I met you, I thought you'd be true, but you've gone away and left me blue. All alone and broken-hearted, with not a single thing to do. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a place so sad and blue, sitting here drinking, thinking just of you. I hope that you'll see just how much you've been hurting me, so that you'll come back again, dear, and help to end my misery. Lone Star Alley, a place for broken hearts, wondering why you made me cry, why we had to part. Lone Star Alley, a place so sad and blue, sitting here drinking, thinking just of you. Sitting here a-drinking, thinking just of you.
Mm-hmm.
in the warm night air, loving that woman with the raven hair. We were down on the Rio Grande, strolling with my lover hand in hand. Lord, I'd give anything to be down on the Rio of losers.
Heather Miles, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pidcox on KNEL, spinning those great traditional country music songs.
I fall for sweet talk, good life, up against the wall, goodbyes. I'm a victim of a love I can't deny. I fall for sweet talk, good life, like a thief you drive me blind. I'm a victim of a love I
Heather Miles for you. Hey, I do want to mention to you that the new episodes of the True Country television show begin airing tomorrow. And those new episodes were filmed right here in Brady at the True Country Hotel Ballroom. So if you get a chance, be sure and catch True Country. Now, I think it normally is at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. Someone else told me it was at 12, but I really think it was at 2. But anyway, if you're like me, set that DVR and you'll get it whatever time it comes on. I may watch it at 4 o'clock on Thursday morning. You never know. But it does come on Friday afternoon on the RFD television network. So catch the new episodes of True Country starting tomorrow on RFD TV.
I'd like to hear Corpus Christi Bay by Johnny Rodriguez.
Little Corpus Christi Bay. I'll do it for you.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. I work rigs from 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay. I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good. But that life, it is contagious, and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother.
We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall and had a tab in every bar. Stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family. You know he gave him a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy. And one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk. Her photographs, her rosary. To the pier and got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. Said he finally gave up drinking. Then he ordered me a beer. Could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay.
There's one called the Corpus Christi Bay for you here at KNEL. Isn't that great? Great to song from Johnny Rodriguez for you today. Good to hear from Cindy. Cindy asked me if I would play this song by Bettie Jean Robinson, who we lost just a short time ago. What a great singer-songwriter in this business. Used to see her on TBN all the time. Here's one called Ride Out Your Storm. Has been oh so long. Gene Robinson called "Ride Out Your Storm." I'm gonna share this little note. I said that we're gonna play that for Cindy tonight. She sent me a little note here, and it said, "My mother just loved you and what you've done for country music. She's gone now, and the first song that she ever dedicated to me was Betty Jean Robinson's 'Ride Out Your Storm.' That's why I wanted to hear it tonight. Isn't that neat?" I think that's a neat message, and that's the great thing about music. Music brings back so many memories. I tell people all the time, I hear a certain song, and I'll think of someone that requested it or told me one time that was one of their favorite songs or favorite singers or that sort of thing, and that is the great thing about music. It just connects people together, and I'm thankful for that. Here's one of the greatest singers in the business, Mr. Vern Gosden. Here's one called "Chiseled in Stone" by request.
You ran crying to the bedroom. I ran off to the bar. Another piece of heaven gone to hell. The words we spoke in anger just tore my world apart. And I sit there feeling sorry for myself. Then an old man sat down beside me and looked me in the eye. And he said, "Son, I know what you're going through. You ought to get down on your knees and thank your lucky stars that you got someone to go home to.
You don't know about
all right.
till his chisel in stone. You don't know about lonely till his chisel in stone.
Saw her, my heart danced away to the music of Spanish guitars. Her kisses had me feeling like I had too much tequila. Then we made mucho amor there under the stars. I didn't know at the time was forbidden. Her family just did not approve of a gringo like me. We'd meet in an old rundown shack just south of the river, and I'd hold her close, whisper to her tenderly. Coffee brown eyes, soft as an angel. It's heaven I found in a small border town down in old Mexico. I rode my pony up to the shack late one evening. I'd been on the run, and it seemed like forever or more. I felt a cold, empty feeling well up inside me, when all that I found was an unsigned note on the door. Your coffee brown eyes passed away early this morning. Thing she said was, tell him true love never dies. She kept the secret of your love hidden inside her. Till this morning a baby was born with coffee brown eyes. Coffee brown eyes. Her love she's saving for me every night when the moon turns to gold. Coffee brown eyes, soft as an angel. It's heaven I've found in a small border town down in old Mexico. Coffee brown eyes.
Good evening, Bubba. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing just great.
Could you play my tune for me, please, bud?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
yeah, Mr. Shorty.
Mr. Shorty.
And something about Duda.
Duda. All right, we'll do it for you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he some wages for he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month and his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get. 'Cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short-barreled Bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, Mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the Bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the Bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If
we meet someday, you can bet I would say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.